Lot size decision rules. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lot size as the amount of a particular item that is ordered from the plant or a supplier or issued as a standard quantity to the production process. When an order quantity system is used for independent demand items, the lot size needs to be set. Distribution centers, wholesalers, and retailers who use order quantity systems will need to set lot sizes for ordering by setting decision rules that work to maintain a targeted customer service level while minimizing certain costs, for example, ordering and transportation costs, use of quantity discounts, and carrying costs. These general objectives are translated into decision rules for lot sizes so that those responsible for ordering will know how much to order when needed. Lot sizes for manufacturing are based on optimizing manufacturing efficiency and inventory levels at a targeted level of customer service, for example, achieving promised lead times. The order quantity rules discussed here can be used in master scheduling to set lot sizes for production of independent demand items. Inventory managers at manufacturing organizations might also use these order quantity systems for maintenance, repair, and operating MRO materials and components or raw materials stored in inventory. Order quantities for dependent demand items, however, are calculated using material requirements, planning, MRP. MRP uses lot for lot as discussed below. Some of the following methods are better than others at minimizing the sum of all costs involved. Note that economic order quantity might be considered a lot size decision rule as well, but it is addressed elsewhere since it can be applied to more than one method. Lot for lot. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lot for lot, L4L, as a lot sizing technique that generates planned orders in quantities equal to the net requirements in each period. Lot for lot prevents inventory buildups because inventory is always replenished to the exact level desired, no more and no less. In an L4L order system, the order quantity is directly related to demand, not an economic or fixed order quantity, but rather a lot size of one unit. Items are ordered from suppliers and the factory in the amounts necessary when they are needed. Order quantities change as requirements change. No unused lot size inventory is created. L4L is used in various situations, in planning and fulfilling time phase requirements for dependent demand items, as in material requirements, planning, and for independent items in master scheduling. In lean environments, where inventory is considered waste, when ordering or making expensive or infrequently used items, when ordering perishable items, when ordering items that consume significant warehouse space due to their size or handling requirements, when ordering perishable items where there is the risk of loss due to expired shelf life, for manufacturing, the master production schedule or the material requirements plan provides the time-phased information required to know how much to reorder. If lot for lot is used for material requirements planning, the order quantity will vary based on the amount of components actually needed. In lean, the lot size is likely to be near or at one unit, and it carries this through to purchasing. Expensive or infrequently used items, categorized as A items in ABC inventory analysis, are often ordered L4L to decrease inventory investment and risks. Lot for lot can be used for replenishment orders by restocking only what was sold or removed from inventory since the last reorder point. For example, small hardware store chains typically use lot for lot to replenish each retail store with just what was sold, perhaps using information from a point of sale system to automatically determine reorder quantities of various items. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines point of sale, POS, as the relief of inventory and computation of sales data at the time and place of sale, generally through the use of bar coding or magnetic media and equipment. Fixed order quantity. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines fixed order quantity terms as follows. Fixed order quantity, a lot sizing technique in material requirements, planning, or inventory management that will always cause planned or actual orders to be generated for a predetermined fixed quantity or multiples thereof if net requirements for the period exceed the fixed order quantity. Reorder quantity. 1. In a fixed reorder quantity system of inventory control, the fixed quantity that should be ordered each time the available stock, on hand plus on order, falls to or below the reorder point. 2. In a variable reorder quantity system, the amount ordered from time period to time period varies. In a fixed order quantity, FOQ approach, orders are made for the same fixed number of units, although the timing of the order may vary. This may be based on judgment and demand history, economic order quantity, EOQ, discussed elsewhere, inventory characteristics, for example, perishability, packaging constraints, storage space, economically efficient production batches, or the size of a case, pallet, or truckload. The reorder point will vary based on demand for the SKU. In general, no reorder will be made as long as inventory remains above a particular level. Exhibit 6-27 illustrates the use of FOQ planning. For each planning period, the stock on hand is assessed against projected needs and the delivery lead time, the amount of time between order placement and order receipt. Whenever the stock reaches a designated order point, an order for the same or fixed quantity is placed. Exhibit 6-27, fixed order quantity. Here's how it works. Period 2, an order is placed. Demand is higher than anticipated and safety stock is used to fill demand. Period 4, the order is received 2 weeks after the order was placed. Periods 4 to 8, the demand level does not require the replenishment because the manufacturer is carrying more inventory than needed for current demand. Periods 9 and 12, orders for the fixed amount are placed. While fast and easy, fixed order quantity does not minimize the costs involved, with the exception of the EOQ method. It produces lot size inventory, which jumps up and then falls gradually. This increases aggregate inventory levels, and it can result in high inventories of items that are infrequently in demand, since an entire case or more may be ordered but not be consumed quickly. Ordering periods of supply. The ordering periods of supply method is sometimes called period order quantity because it is designed to work with period order quantity systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines period order quantity as follows. A lot sizing technique under which the lot size is equal to the net requirements for a given number of periods, for example, weeks into the future. The number of periods to order is variable, each order size equalizing the holding costs and the ordering costs for the interval. This method orders enough SKUs to satisfy demand for periods, where in stance for a particular number of periods such as weeks or days. For example, if days of supply are known and are relatively stable for SKUs at a particular location, a certain number of days of supply could be ordered. This method is typically used when the order period is fixed, when orders are always submitted on a set schedule. It can be applied to dependent and independent demand items and does not generate lot size inventory. It is often used for SKUs that are low in relative value, see items in ABC ordering systems. In the period order quantity, POQ technique, inventory planners order enough quantity to meet operations needs for a certain number of periods. The order quantity is based on an estimate of what is required to satisfy demand for a certain number of periods. But what is the most cost-effective number of periods? To answer this question, POQ uses a method similar to EOQ. EOQ is used to calculate the optimal size of an order. POQ is used to calculate the most economical time between orders. The formula for POQ is, for example, the EOQ for an item has been identified as 3,400 units. The annual usage of the item is 72,000 items. The average weekly usage would be, the POQ would be. This means that when an order needs to be placed, the order amount will be sufficient for 3 weeks. It does not mean the item will be ordered every 3 weeks.